Hi, I'm Larry Goldman. I'm the head of networks and software research at Analysys Mason. And today I want to talk about the work we're doing in network investment strategies. This is a new focus area for us. We've done a lot of research in this area in the past. It's sort of shown up in a lot of different places, and we've decided to bring it together and focus it in this area that we've called network investment strategies. And we're really intending here to meet the needs of decision makers within network operators who are dealing with the investment decisions they need to make going forward, especially as they're facing maybe the somewhat uncertain future of dealing with what does it mean to move toward 5G? How do I make investments decisions today with the expectation that down the road I'll be moving to a new kind of network with 5G? We're bringing together, work that we've done along the way and adding new work to this, really so that we can provide the right kind of advice to operators in terms of decisions they're trying to make. And in doing this, we're looking at the needs of different kinds of operators. We have the needs of mobile-only operators versus those that are converged, fixed and mobile operators, the needs of operators in developed markets that are different than those of operators in emerging markets, for instance. So we're looking at investment strategies from the point of view of real deployment scenarios and the real kind of situations that operators find themselves in that are not the same as every other operator in the world, and how to make the right trade-offs. There are always trade-offs in how to properly invest. And so, we have a great base of data that we're building this on and doing much new research as we move forward. How should operators take advantage of and build on a physical plant that is their greatest asset? How can they push on, extend their fiber reach through access and backhaul, and very much how do they build out the wireless network? What does it mean to continue to add coverage and capacity? What does it mean to deal with the need for microcells, to deal with unregulated spectrum, all sort of newly developing issues that are all part of this move toward the desire to go to yet another generation of networking. As we do this, we're looking at the range of these investment decisions. How do I invest in the fixed side of the network? How do I invest in the wireless side of the network? We're also looking at other related investment decisions, such as investments in spectrum, and also things like things that I should divest in or things that I don't need to invest in because other people have made the investments and I can take advantage of and use those kinds of investments. So we are looking at these kinds of things, targeting the needs of people within network operators who are making these investment decisions, investment trade-offs as they try to make the best investments they can this year and the next as they're looking forward to the moves they'll be making toward a future 5G network.